Let's get to the Facebook mailbag, and I've got it for you solo this week. First question comes from Jerry McKay, and Jerry wants to know what the toughest game on the schedule is this year, in our opinion. Well, Jerry, it's San Francisco on the road. San Francisco, the number one power-rated team heading into the season in the National Football League. And I know Baltimore won the Super Bowl, but they took many losses going into the season. A lot of people think it's going to be difficult for them to get back. The other thing is, you never know how a schedule's going to play out. Chicago looked really tough last year, and it was, but the Texans won it. Denver as well. Texans won that game. Who would have thought the Texans would go deep into overtime to beat Jacksonville and Detroit for that matter? But that's what it took to win those particular games. Next question on the Facebook mailbag comes from Alfredo. Hey guys, how's special teams looking this year? Well, Alfredo, I think that Keyshawn Martin will still play a big role in the return game. Maybe just punts, though. Maybe they get somebody else to return kickoffs. Remember this guy, Deji Kareem, against the Texans? Well, he's on the roster right now entering training camp. And don't forget about Alan Bonner as well, who might factor in the kick return game. So there are many different ways to go. And the other aspect is this. Healthy linebackers mean a lot of those special teamers who were banged up last year in the roles that you really don't talk about much, but they factor in big, they're going to be healthy this year going into the season, and that should really help out Joe Marciano and also Coach Ligg, who has been added to the roster as a special teams assistant, Bob Ligashevsky. Next question on the Facebook mailbag, Zane and David, we're going to hybrid their question here. Will DeAndre Hopkins immediately start for the Houston Texans? I would say the answer is yes, he's going to start. I still wouldn't be surprised, though, if Keyshawn Martin catches more passes than DeAndre Hopkins for some reason, because he just might be a more reliable, consistent go-to guy. But I think Hopkins is going to make some sensational plays. He's shown a great ability to catch the football from all sorts of different angles, presents a large target for Matt Schaub. It's going to be fun to watch Hopkins develop. Final question on the Facebook mailbag this week comes from Jordan. What's the plan at quarterback if Matt Schaub doesn't perform early? Well, Jordan, the plan is for Matt Schaub to perform early and often this season. He's your starter. He's a two-time Pro Bowler. He's your guy. I mean, I think if Schaub gets hurt, obviously you go to T.J. Yates. Maybe Case Keenum's able to win that backup job, but when push comes to shove, you have to like T.J. Yates. He's played in this league before. I still think, though, Schaub being healthy, coming into the second season following that bad foot injury that cost him the remainder of 2011, should be good to go and back in top form at the start of the season. You have to hope he stays upright for the entire campaign. That's the mailbag.